I'm Celeste Konowich, and I host the Venture Maidens podcast, and you're listening to Redemption.
Hey there, listeners. It's Shane.
And Ishan, your hosts from the Total Party Thrill podcast.
We talk topics that help you, dear listener, create and play better RPG games.
We have a back catalog of more than 150 weekly episodes.
And we got nominated for an Emmy for episode 11, Social Contracts.
In episode 154, we talked about crossing the moral event horizon. How evil is too evil?
We also recap our home games, like the 40k Rogue Trader campaign, Dynasty Unwarranted.
But that's mainly just you trying to kill us all. In your defense, our characters are greedy idiots.
Don't forget the 3 years we spent in Eberron playing Morning Glory, your 5th edition D&D campaign.
We also review new RPGs and books, and every episode we build a 5th edition D&D character in the Character Creation Forge.
You might check out the Pint-Sized Punisher from episode 119, a halfling with a bad attitude, and 14 levels of barbarian.
So to recap, Total Party Thrill, RPG advice, campaign recaps, and D&D characters built by your dashing hosts every single week.
What more could you possibly want?
To get back to the actual show?
Oh yeah, let me just hit this button, and here you go.
This is Redemption, an actual play podcast set in the Star Wars role-playing game system, with Chris Berlew as the GM and also the droid R3A1.
He actually thinks he's winning right now.
Andy Fox as the mysterious Duros Isla Zarla.
Tazi, you need to stay down.
Kaylee Jung as the Twi'lek Jedi Knight Karel.
So right after that, the person who we had been meeting with, she exploded along with most of her hotel.
And Michael Waldschlager II as the Duros pilot Tazi.
Just don't lay on me again.
And introducing Mei as the Twi'lek Jedi Knight Nisinda.
I'm not good with things with several legs. I don't like all the legs.
Episode 507. Too many legs. The nefarious R3K3 that had spent so long masquerading as a member of the crew and taken over the Krellit's Fang. With Tazi paralyzed and Karel under attack by a set of mechanical monstrosities, how will the crew get out of this precarious predicament?
Isla has the scanner and pushes the right button, and out of nowhere, like, there's just this huge long scan of Tazi. And it pops up with the correct answer on the screen.
Okay. Isla, you see the results on the screen.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to flip over one of these dark side points. On there, it says, the toxin has been identified as compound SKR13. And you remember helping design this in the past.
Oh, no. This is what Darth Plagueis used.
What?
D4 looks at Isla.
That is fortunate. That means you and I will know how to counter it quickly.
You will. I will try to remember.
Okay, so you guys have this?
Hang in there, Tazi.
I'm gonna go find Karel.
I'm right here, having my ass bitten.
Again?
Speaking of Karel, one of the millipedes is about to attack. Failed with two advantages. He will give you a black die in your next action.
All right.
And it is to the next PC.
I will like to go now.
All right.
Karel pulls her lightsaber because she's done messing around with these things. And is going to take an attack at one of them.
Okay. Defense is 2.
I have 2 successes and 3 advantages.
Okay.
I'm going to use those to crit times 3.
Okay.
So that's going to be 13 points of damage. That's a breach 1. So, with the 3 crits I had, that adds 30, and I have vicious 2, which adds 2. So 137 for my crit.
He's bleeding out, so every round he's going to suffer a wound and a strain.
Okay.
Do you want to narrate that? Or?
Karel brings her lightsaber up and around at the one that bit her the first time, not the one that missed her the last time, and as it's kind of rearing back to strike, you can see the glistening of the venom coming off of its mandibles, and she takes her lightsaber and expects to cut it in half, but there's some sparks as the armor turns a bit of the blade aside, but there's still a large gash that removed a good 5 or 6 legs from its left side, and they kind of flop to the ground and are sitting there kind of twitching and waving like they're still under some sort of autonomic control.
And you can see some fluid leaking out from the wound. Next PC.
As Nisindus comes up to Karel fighting the 2 millipedes,
after the attack that Karel did, use her force to push down the millipedes against the ground.
Okay.
And hold them there.
All right. Roll your force dice to make sure you can get a light side point.
So I get two white side.
Okay, so you can affect both of them. Now roll a discipline check. The difficulty is 3 purple.
So after rolling all of those, I have 1 advantage, 3 failures.
Good job!
Okay.
Yeah, doesn't sound like it.
So you reach out with the force and you move them a little bit, but with all their legs and stuff, they just resist your movement.
I'm not good with things with several legs. I don't like all the legs.
There's way too many legs here. I cut some of them off, but, you know, maybe just stab the other one.
Oh, I can do that.
Jump over to D4. He looks up at the scanner that Isla's holding.
Oh, SKR-13.
He gets 4 successes with a triumph.
I am familiar with this toxin. I happen to have the combination of chemicals stored on my body already.
And he flips out a couple of his arms, and you see a couple syringes out, and he starts injecting Tazi with some chemicals. And a few seconds later, Tazi, you start feeling your muscles are starting to respond. Slowly. It's not instantaneous. The other millipede, he is staying with you, Karel.
That's fine.
Gonna upgrade his dice again?
No, I'm gonna parry.
Okay. Aha! Parry his failure. The millipede launches himself out, misses you, but with the 2 advantages I have left over, it knocks you slightly off balance, making your next attack have a black die.
Again.
We'll go back to the top.
I'm going to continue on. The millipede that I already hit once, I'm going to take another swing at.
Okay.
So I end up with 1 failure and 2 advantages. I'm going to use the advantages to regain some strain.
Okay.
So Karel brings her lightsaber down, but she kind of goes for the same spot to try and increase the wound, and it kind of slips out of the way. So she puts a gash in the floor plate, but misses the actual monstrosity.
All right. It's going to attack you back. 1 success with a triumph. 7 damage, and...
Let me tell you that I'm between parry and soak. I take 0 damage.
Okay. It launches itself at you. It slams into your chest, throwing you back against the wall, and you feel the wind get knocked out of you.
Okay.
Until the end of the encounter, you cannot voluntarily suffer strain to activate any abilities or gain additional maneuvers.
What level of severity is that?
That is a 2.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, especially since that's all my defense.
Yep. Next PC.
Tazi moans from the floor and starts... You can see him start to like kind of move his arms a bit.
Tazi, you need to stay down.
Down? What?
Just stay down. Take deep breaths.
I'm not going anywhere.
Don't go anywhere.
I'm not.
D4, do you have this?
Yes, I can work on the captain and... ensure that he will no longer be injured.
Great. Isla will take Tazi's blaster and run off towards where she hears fighting.
Just don't lay on me again.
Just don't die, Tazi!
Alright, next PC then.
Okay. Nisinda runs over to Karel and attacks the millipede that's closest to her. Her being Karel.
Okay.
With her lightsaber.
You're going to roll 2 purple dice and 2 black dice and roll your lightsaber check.
Okay. 4 successes, 1 advantage.
That's a lot of damage.
What's your lightsaber's damage?
It has a 10.
So that's 14 points of damage.
Yep. Please narrate how you disable, kill, whatever you want to say, the millipede.
Nisinda runs closer to Karel and draws her lightsaber. The orange blade comes out as she slices her lightsaber down, cutting the legs off the millipede.
All right. And you see several sparks, and it falls backwards and twitches. Cut back over to the cargo bay, and A1 looks over at Rowena. Got him. And she goes, yeah. And then they turn and high-five each other. They turn around and look at Tazi. He's isolated. He can't hurt the ship anymore.
Who's isolated?
R3K3. That's the... We'll talk about it later.
What are you? D4, hurry up.
I am going as fast as I can, Captain. If I rush this, it could do more harm than good.
Tazi tries to sit up, and his shoulders go back against the deck plating.
D4 does his best to catch your head and make sure you don't slam your head into the floor. Back to the top. There's one millipede left.
Corell takes a step back as the other millipede gets cut apart by Nacinda's orange blade. And she shakes her head a little bit and is starting to breathe heavily. Cinda, I may need a little bit of help with this one, but something's wrong. I think there's some sort of poison.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, it's a neurotoxin. Tazi had it, too.
Oh, well, great. I'm glad I successfully identified... Get off there! 2 successes, 5 advantages, so he's going to take 13, breach 1. I'm going to activate crit.
Okay.
That's 91. I have vicious 2, that's 20. I have 5 of those. So that's plus 4, so 60. 151.
5 of what?
Well, I have 6 total advantages. I spend 1 for the crit, and then everyone after that would be another crit level. Corell just kind of shakes her head, and as the millipede rears up to come at her, it kind of fully extends, the teeth glistening again, and she just shoves her lightsaber blade directly down its throat, almost like skewering it, the blade burning off its fangs and just ripping it apart from the inside. She flicks her lightsaber to the side, and 2 halves just fly off in different directions. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Those were nasty. Are we clear now?
I'm right here.
So Isla comes running up with Tazi's dragon eye and just looks around and goes, I think so?
Seems good.
Okay, we need to get the computer shut down so they can't launch the ship.
Are you okay, though?
A1 and Rowena have isolated whoever took over the ship.
Okay, so we're clear.
I think so, yes.
Okay, there's another Lothcat here, but still. Yeah, Cinda, I think I'm okay. A little bit puncture wounds, possibly the poison thing, but we can handle that.
Okay, D4's working on the neurotoxin for that particular thing, so let's go. Come on in.
Okay, that would be a good idea. Okay. She kind of staggers a little bit and then looks at Cinda. Can I borrow your arm for a moment?
Always. Nacinda puts her arm underneath Corral and kind of lifts her and helps her walk.
So the combat is over. Tazi is slowly recovering.
Corral walks over to the med bay and gets herself a back-to-pack. And injects herself.
Yeah, that toxin isn't very good. Like, it. Where did he come from?
I'm gonna need D4 to look at this, I think. Once he's done with Tazi.
The captain is stable. It's just time to recover.
Do a quick scan. I'm not feeling very good. Like...
Yeah, that's the thing about that neurotoxin. It paralyzes you, and then your lungs stop working, and then you die, and blah, blah, blah.
Not very good stuff.
Wait, blah, blah, blah.
Luckily, D4 seems to have everything working, so...
So far, so good.
I'm gonna go check on Lizzie. And Isla will exit the cargo bay.
How did D4 know what this toxin was and had the exact antitoxin or whatever to fix it? How did he know?
D4 is over there working with Corral.
You have mild damage to your ribs, and the toxin SKR-13 is running through your system. I have injected you with the antitoxin. And to answer your question, Captain, this is a toxin designed by my previous employer's assistant.
You see Corral kind of look over you and mouth, he means Isla.
Tazi tries to mouth back, but just says, I got it.
Okay, so what the kark was that? Anybody want to fill me in?
Who's R3K3?
Is that the fake A1?
A1 and Rowena over in the corner, like, patting each other on the back.
Hey, tech twins.
What?
Join the conversation. What was that? Was that the fake A1?
Yeah.
How did he get into the ship systems?
Well, he just... plugged into one of those ports before, uploaded his own program, and then set up a failsafe where if his chassis ever failed, this would kick in.
Okay, how
do... Wait, you make that sound like it's a really simple thing to do.
It is.
So is it safe now?
Yeah, we locked him in the holosuite. Well, technically the program in the holosuite. He actually thinks he's winning right now.
You...
Oh.
Okay. Did you disable
external communications from the holosuite?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good, because the last thing we need is this thing to get into the Jedi Temple.
Right, he tried to do that, but we got him out of the system.
Okay.
Isla will casually walk back in with her lizard monkey.
I'll be right back. Girl gets up and walks past Isla as she comes back in.
Rowena goes, that was fun.
So, that's it? We've got him trapped and he can't do anything, and what do we do? Do we just destroy the body?
Sure, we can destroy the body.
If VK1 is trapped in the holosuite, can we just save it? Like, save the state of the holosuite and...
Yeah, I can do that.
I mean, do we really want him? Can't we just delete him?
Why are you saving it? Deletion sounds better.
Well, I could just take the module with me and then I could have fun just changing the holosuite and he could win and lose and win and lose.
Well, no. That would be fun. I guess, yeah, but I mean, I'm thinking more, I mean...
Long-term?
The personality matrix no longer exists in the droid?
Correct.
So the chassis we have laying over there is just parts?
Correct.
And then the droid's personality now exists in the holosuite?
Correct.
So we essentially have a spare A1. So any parts we might need for him or any parts he might need, there's spares there. And we can, if we need to ask this thing questions, though, I mean, it's, we have to go into the holosuite now, right?
Krell walks back in at that. No, I unplugged it.
You unplugged the holosuite?
Yeah.
What did that do?
Well, it turns it off. It has no power. I removed the backup power. So if he's in the holosuite, he's dormant.
Cool.
No, but that's what I'm saying, though. I mean, we thought we had to ask him some questions, right? So now we have to interact with him through the holosuite?
Yes, but I would recommend not doing it here on the ship.
Taking it off ship would be better and safer for everybody.
But if we do it here on the ship, it's a controlled environment.
But he then possibly could get back into the ship.
But where would we take him that he wouldn't be able to get into somewhere else?
Deep space. We could eject the whole escape pod, or we could just give him to the Jedi Temple.
Or we could just melt it down.
We could also do that.
I'd be able to do it safer.
I mean, the holosuite was expensive. I mean, it was a gift from my mother.
No, Tazi, he's talking about the one that we had installed over Ryloth. Here's what I think we should do. I've had a request from the temple to interview Fake One. We give them the holosuite. Here's Fake One for you. And then anything we need, we can pull off the backup.
Why does the temple want Fake One?
Because he spent a lot of money that the Jedi weren't aware of.
He spent the Jedi's money?
Really? Wait, what? What?
Yeah, remember on Canto Bight, the Admiralty suite?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that was about 350,000 credits that we now owe the Jedi Temple.
What? What?
What?
Yes.
We owe?
We?
Technically...
No, we, because we did not... We did not incur that charge. Fake A1 incurred that charge.
Technically, we did incur that charge. Fake One did. I pointed that out. Hence why they would like to see him or speak to him. Or interrogate him.
No, but what I'm saying is that the Crowlet's Fang, the crew of the Crowlet's Fang, that debt is not for the crew of the Crowlet's Fang.
But he was a member of the crew of the Crowlet's Fang at the time.
No, he was impersonating a member of the crew of the Crowlet's Fang.
I have made that argument.
Look, I'll argue semantics all day with the Jedi if you want, but I am not paying anyone 350,000 credits.
I kind of like to watch that happen, to be fair, with you not being armed and all. Huh. But, so...
Oh, no, I would never shoot a Jedi.
No, I'm thinking you would shoot yourself after a little while. Now, it's neither here nor there. As long as we get off the planet before the TC droid gets here, we should be okay.
What TC droid?
I'm going to flip over Darkseid. Tazi.
Tazi. Yeah.
There's a TC droid right there.
Krell just closes her eyes and visibly slumps a little bit. Her head drops.
You turn and see a bright silver protocol droid. Think C-3PO, only silver, not gold.
Ah, there we are.
That TC droid.
It is nice to meet you, Captain.
We don't need any more droids.
What's this? What are you doing here? Who is this? Who's this droid? Corral?
Oh, A1? I am the efficiency and financial officer assigned to the Crowlet's Fang.
Oh, what now?
The efficiency and financial officer assigned to the Crowlet's Fang.
Who assigned you?
Corral is very slowly inching away from Tazi and towards the door.
He turns and looks.
Night. Tarnas agreed with the masters in our last meeting that I would accompany you to record.
Technically, I did not agree.
In financial transactions done through the Crawlet's Fang.
Technically, what? You what? Said you what? Were ordered to come. I did not actually agree to it.
Hold on. Order? Who? What? All right. What is going on? What in the griff are you doing here?
I am here to record expenses, efficiency, and improve them for you, and also recover 325,253 credits that the Crawlet's Fang has charged to the Jedi Temple on unofficial Jedi business.
Yeah, this isn't going to stand. I need to speak to someone in the Jedi Temple.
Sit, if that would help you understand this.
Yeah,
No, I mean this arrangement that's been made is not going to continue. So, who do I need to speak to in the temple to sort this out? Because I feel like perhaps there was a poor job done of negotiating this particular deal. Or what have you? What's happening? Why do we have a droid on the ship? Why are they trying to charge us 350,000? I get it. The fake A1 made some charges, ate some charges up, or charged some stuff on behalf of the ship. But he was again impersonating a member of the crew. He was not a member of the Crowd's Fang.
325,253 credits, and technically all charges were approved by Knight Tarnas.
Technically. So not actually?
Girl slipped out of the room during this conversation.
I can show you the records that show her approving all expenses.
So, yeah, but here's the thing. She is an agent of the Jedi.
And a member of your crew, correct?
She is a member of the crew.
Therefore, the crew has incurred this debt.
But doesn't the Jedi Temple, like, pay the Jedis and, like, their expenses?
On official Jedi business, yes. There was no authorization for any operation on Canto Bight.
They're good with loopholes.
Also, there is the matter of the repairs that were charged under Aayla Secura's name, even though she was on the wheel at that time, and not over Ryloth.
She was where, I'm sorry?
She was on the wheel.
Huh. Interesting.
Hey, I've been there.
TC, what is your value in credits?
After all of my custom programming, I am valued at roughly 25,232 credits.
All right, so if I shot you right now,
Tazi,
we would have to add that to our debt. I'm just debating whether it's worth it.
Yes, and then they would assign another droid to come on to be your financial and efficiency officer.
I don't know if you can grant yourself the title of officer.
All right, So here's the deal, TC. As far as the ship is concerned, you report to Corell.
Very well.
I don't want to hear another word from you myself. If you have anything to say about what we're doing or the money we're spending or what have you, expenses that are being done or made by or for the Jedi, you take it up with Corell.
Very well. I find your terms acceptable.
All right, so that starts now.
TC, do you by any chance give massages?
I'd say the scene then cuts over to Corell.
Corell, it went to her quarters where you see her actually, like, sit down. She takes her gear belt off, and she's picked up the two packages that she had out in the main entryway. And she kind of puts her belt down and puts the packages on her bed. She opens one up, and one of them is, like, a clothing package, and she puts that away quickly without even opening it. The large box, she opens it up, and it's a classic smuggler's trench coat type look, and she hangs that also up. And then there's another box, but she just kind of gingerly sits on the edge of her bed and then lays down with a wince, being very careful of her ribs. And that's it, because I'm boring.
We cut back over to the cargo bay where TC-27 is staring at Tazi awkwardly. And Rowena comes up and taps Tazi, kind of waves.
Hey, what? Yeah, what? Rowena? Yeah, well, thank you. Did you wait? You still haven't.
You
removed
were wonderful, Rowena.
Well, you still
thank
haven't
you.
Removed the pieces of D4 from A1, right? We kind of got interrupted.
I can finish that later, but I can fix. And she's subtly nodding her head towards TC-27. Your debts.
No, I'm not gonna put that on you. or I'm not going to ask you to do that. I don't really feel like this is an official debt anyway, so I'll take it up with the Jedi. Regardless of how this pans out, we're not going to pay them that money back. We may owe them a little bit of money for some of the repairs that were done under Ayla's name, but I am not taking responsibility for anything that the fake A1 did. The crew is not taking that responsibility. That's ridiculous. I can't believe the Jedi would even ask us to take that responsibility.
That's a lot of credits.
I mean, given the situation that this was an imposter droid, you know, imposter, for whatever reason, planted on our ship by somebody. We don't even know what or how he got here yet, really. I mean, this is, I don't know, it just doesn't seem like I feel like for everything that we've done to assist the Jedi and help the Jedi, I can't believe that they would, I guess, be this petty with the financial part of it.
Well, they do like their bureaucracy.
I got a Bantha's backside that can stick that bureaucracy up.
As Nacinda hears that against the bureaucracy, she kind of scoffs a little bit as she was standing back against the wall, just watching the conversation.
Hey, Nacinda, if you find Corell, tell her that she needs to have a conversation with this droid.
I'll ask her. I don't tell her to do anything.
That's fair.
She walks off.
Fair point.
A1 looks at you. Captain, I think I could be a...
This is Griffin.
Hold on, A1, stop for a second. Rowena, can you please work with A1 to clear that those D4 pieces out? Let's make that your priority for right now. A1, Rowena, or let Rowena work on you. Help her out if she needs it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure the two of you can get it worked out.
Yeah. But, you know, I could take a partner and possibly go, you know, win the credits that we owe. I just need the money from the back that I would have for seed money.
We're really going to try to gamble our way out of this?
What money from the back?
Well, the money we always have stored in the back that we use to pay for things.
What money are you talking about? I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
You always give it to me, and I put it over there. And he's indicating towards one of the panels on the wall.
But, I...
Isla's going to walk over to that panel and open it.
It's empty.
Are you sure it was this panel?
He looks over at the chassis of the down droid. Guess he knew where I hid stuff because he knew everything I did, so...
Yeah. Yeah, so,
Guess we can scratch that. I'll just go in the corner with Rowena.
How much was in there?
About 25,000.
Give or take.
Wow.
It was the asteroid field fund. And, you know, if we ever find ourselves, you know, stranded in an asteroid field, we'd have some money to get out of there, but,
I mean, if you're stranded in an asteroid field, there wouldn't be anybody to give money to get out of there. That's a weird metaphor.
Well, I mean, you know, it is what it is.
So what did he do with all that credits?
Apparently spent them on things. I don't know what this thing did.
Wait, would we be able to track credits leaving the ship if he maybe sent money back to whoever hired him?
Well, I mean, it would be just communications because the credits go through financial institutions.
D4 looks at you. Captain, speaking of credit institutes, the fake A1, I believe we are calling him, he did visit the Given Senate building here on Coruscant.
What?
They are good with mathematics. Perhaps he went there for some sort of financial...
We won't have any record of what he did because he's stuck in the holo unit. We can't really question him right now.
Why would he go to a Senate building?
I just followed him. I did not actually go in.
That's so weird. Is this going to go over to the lifeless chassis and attempt to... Essentially, she's going to try to loot the body. She's going to see if there's any credits on him.
A few. Just general spending money he might keep.
There's only like 24 credits here, so that's just pocket change.
Yeah, I don't, I mean, I think if we were going to try to, well, wait a minute, if A1 went there, if fake A1 went, couldn't you relay one? Maybe,
Relay one could pretend to be fake A1 and go back into that Senate building and retrace his steps?
But we'd need to know who the fake A1...
That's brilliant!
Well, we need to know who the fake A1 met with.
So,
and the only way we'd know that for sure is by...
Hacking into the Senate building's video and watching?
That's another way we could maybe do it, but I was thinking that we'd have to actually ask fake A1 or try to at least get into fake A1's data and find out who he met with.
I like hacking into the video better.
Maybe we should ask Nacinda. She does the sneaky stuff, right?
Oh, right. Yes. She does the sneaky stuff.
She does the sneaky stuff, but I'm just saying maybe...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't really know what to... is best.
Tazi, you've had a real hard, 20 minutes. Maybe you should just sit down and rest.
I think that's a good idea.
We'll see if we can hack into anything
I'm going to go... I'm going to go lay down, I think, for a bit. Go ahead and, Rowena, work with A1. Isla, try to come up with a plan to try and find out who the fake A1 met with. You've got some options. I'm sure you'll pick the best one. I'm gonna go lay down.
Okay. Does he go into the cockpit?
No, he goes back to the quarters. And he stops short of the door and then turns around and goes into the snuggle pod.
Fair.
You hear the snuggle pod door shut, and anyone coming out in kind of into the general hallway would hear the sounds of real heavy snoring coming from the snuggle pod.
All right. Cut over to Nisinda. You were looking for Karel. Correct?
Yes.
All right. Find her in her room.
Karel, when you walk in, Karel's just laid out flat on her back on the bed with her eyes closed.
Nisinda walks to the door of Karel's room, quietly pads over to her bed, and sits on the edge, places her hand on Karel's arm.
How bad is it out there?
How bad?
I haven't heard blaster fire, but I'm sure Tazi's not, shall we say, thrilled.
He's not doing good, but he was able to walk himself away.
He
just needs to sleep it off.
Personal growth. I'm proud of him.
I mean, he was through a lot. That toxin's no joke.
Oh, I know. Honestly, my ribs hurt more than the toxin caused problems for me, but it'll get better. Did you find a lead on Hyxa?
He clearly was here and had some upgrades, but he's not on planet anymore.
If it helps you,
And Karel pauses for a second.
How would that work? So previously to this, we were on Cantobite, okay? That's where this whole, lots of money came from. But right before we took off, a call was made from the ship. Now, it used Kao's old comm. We didn't know that that was even still here. But it went to a number we could not trace. According to Master Nu and the Jedi, that actually was a call to Hyxa.
To Hyxa?
To Hyxa, which possibly also could have been... So, either he was on Cantobite... So, right after that, the person who we had been meeting with, she exploded along with most of her hotel. We thought they were trying to kill us, but they think they were trying to kill her, but we didn't know about the Hyxa part until, about an hour ago. So, either he was on Cantobite, or he outsourced that hit, but fake one must have known, because he called Hyxa.
Your group certainly gets into a lot of trouble.
Yeah, I mean, the real irony part of this is I met Tazi because I was trying to run away from everything. He met me because, he wanted his ship back and he was trying to run away from everything and just, make some money and deliver cargo. And, Isla doesn't remember why she was running away from things. Or I guess she does now. She didn't then. But yeah, it seems to find us.
Maybe you should all stop running and take control.
Well, I mean, right now that's kind of... Well, I mean, unfortunately now I have a new mission, so we're leaving tomorrow.
Leaving already?
Yeah.
But I just found you again.
Well... It's not a choice. Unfortunately, you know how this goes. But did you get any leads on Hyxa, though?
I think I did. I have a few things to go through.
Are any of them leading you towards, say, Hut Space?
Actually, yes.
Well, see, then you could just come with us.
A couple of them, but...
And Karel pets the bed next to you and says, there's plenty of room here.
But do you think the rest would be okay with that? I'm used to traveling alone.
Well, I mean, I have my own fresher. I mean, and we should just get a little extra food. As long as you don't drink all of Tazi's alcohol, I think you'll be fine.
Maybe he can share. I mean, I wouldn't drink it all. Just,
it's three quarters. It's really nasty. I mean, It's really horrible. Have you ever had a golden pod racer?
I don't recall that I have.
Well, odds are you probably won't enjoy. But hey, if you do, that's fine. Maybe he can have a drinking buddy. That's okay, but I don't... If you're worried about it, I will go ask.
I trust what you think and your decision. I'd be happy to travel with you and your friends.
Oh, there. That's settled. So, maybe you should close the door before we talk about this next thing.
Nacinda raises her arm towards the door and just shuts it.
Good. Now, here's the thing that I have to go to Bunta because of a reason I can't actually talk about here.
Nacinda blinks, but I just shut the door.
Yes, but that's why we're... Okay, that's why I'm after a force artifact that the council wants me to return.
Oh.
But I don't want everyone in the crew knowing what we're after.
Okay, I'm good with secrets. Very good with secrets.
They're okay with secrets too, but I'm not telling them until we leave.
Okay.
Because Coruscant has a lot of ears.
I do know that very much.
And, you know, I also had a slightly ulterior motive.
Being?
Well, I'm still a little sore, but I was hoping we could have some alone time.
Nacinda grins. It's about time.
New from Kobold Press is the Tome of Beasts Pocket Edition. The Tome of Beasts Pocket Edition is the portable way to carry 400 monsters for 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons. The Tome of Beasts Pocket Edition includes all errata, updates, and fixes up to date. It measures about 6x9 inches, fits in a briefcase, backpack, or messenger bag with ease. Tome of Beasts Pocket Edition is available at the Kobold Press store at www.koboldpress.com and at better game stores everywhere. Hey everyone, this is Kaylee, and I just want to give you an announcement and a little bit of other news. First of all, as you heard during the intro, we are proud to introduce May as our newest cast member. She has been killing it as Nacinda, and she has decided she'd love to join us in continuing to push Redemption further and keep on telling our story. It is unclear as to whether or not Nacinda will stay around or if May will have her own character eventually. We'll see what happens throughout the roleplay. But anyway, please everyone join us in welcoming May to our show. Secondly, we've gotten a little bit behind on our Patreon thanks. So I just wanted to take a minute to send some shout outs to some of our Patreons who haven't had thanks lately. So Adrian, thank you very much. Alice, thank you very much for your support. Bob, thank you for your support. Javon Weissman, thank you for your support. Jen Gagne, it was wonderful playing with you at a Catacon detention. Hopefully I'll see you again later this year. JJ Ellis is one of our patrons. Thank you very, very much. Justina, thank you very much. It's good to always talk with you, and I love hanging out with you in Discord. Michael Formicelli, thank you very much. Michael Wisniewski, thank you for being a supporter. Ozzy Beck, thank you for being a supporter. Nathan, you've been with us for a long time. Thank you so very much. We've got more of those, but I'm not going to overwhelm you right now. I just want to let all our patrons know that we really appreciate their support, and without you, we probably wouldn't still be doing this. So, thank you very much.
Is this thing on? Is this... Hello? Okay. This new comm console is complicated. Sorry, the red light means it's okay. Redemption is played using the Star Wars role-playing system by Fantasy Flight Games and Lucas Books. You can follow the crew on Twitter at RedemptionPod, or check out the HoloNet page A1 set up for us at RedemptionPodcast.com. If you're enjoying our adventures, please leave a review for us in iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your podcatcher of choice. If you'd like to support the crew and you don't have a cargo run for us, you can always go to Patreon.com/Redemption and throw some credits our way there. Patrons get outtakes, help create NPCs for us, and get to play with us on occasion as well. Okay, That's all I gotta say. Thank you. Thank you for listening. I'm gonna stop this now. How do I stop it? A1? How do I stop this? A1?